Good morning, and we welcome back to the program State Senator Gene Lysing on the heels of the legislature wrapping up its business late Friday night. And good morning to you, Senator. Great to have you on the program again.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. The legislature finished, I guess, a few days early based on the statute limit of March 14 in a short session. We actually finished on Friday evening, and so beating that deadline, but of March 8th. So anyway, we had some pretty interesting bills that last week, and one of them for me that I worked perhaps the hardest on in the last days of the session has to do with the adversarial countries. A purchase of land in our great state. Okay, so when I say adversarial countries, these are designated by the federal government. They include China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela. And the bill was started in the House by Representative Kendall Culp. I give him a lot of credit for starting this bill. And actually, his bill required that those individuals from those countries could not purchase either farmland, of any sort, if it had been farmed over the last 5 years or designated as farmland by the Farm Services Agency. When he sent it to me, after having a unanimous vote in the House, I decided that we should try to add some limitations around military bases. And so we were able to amend a restriction for 10 miles from any military facility, including a base, a National Guard location, or an armory. And that bill, believe it or not, received unanimous support again in the Senate. I think on the last vote had one vote against it in the House. But that bill now has been sent off to the governor, and so we will see if he signs the bill. And I say we'll see if he signs the bill because our Indiana Economic Development Corporation, commonly known as the IEDC, is in serious negotiations right now with 11 different companies from China. And they're scattered over, they tell me, 10 or 11 counties within our state. And it would, in fact, mean a lot of business dollars, okay, to the tune of $14 billion is the estimate. Now, this is one of those issues where you have to say, gee, I think our personal safety, the safety of the state and nation, is maybe more important than the dollars. One of these companies that is in serious negotiations was kicked out of North Dakota just, a month or 6 weeks ago, that wanted to build near a military base. So I do think that that it'll be interesting to see what the governor does with his bill. I certainly hope that he signs it. Other bills that I have worked on, I guess, during this session and either started in the Senate or were started in the House and sent to me were bills including the bill to the Board of Animal Health bill, making improvements and what they can do to keep our meat supply healthy for all of us. Also bills that deal with natural resources, Tom, the infamous ongoing challenges that the Drainage Task Force that I co-chaired dealt with in the last 2 years. There will be an update of the drainage handbook, which should be helpful to many property owners as well as local soil and water people. It had not been updated for 25 years, believe it or not, so it's way past time. permitting required by the Department of Natural Resources for removal of log jams or debris from streams that property owners have had to deal with. Also, there's a bill that's going to, now that it's passed, actually try to determine the economic loss of farm ground, because we know that more and more farm ground is going out of production in our state, and that is a concern to many as well. There is also met several education bills, and the education bills, the one that I worked on really since the beginning of session was the Commission for Higher Ed bill, which is going to try to hold down the cost of college for many of our kids, and that is in regard to our high schools participating in a program that allows for dual credit classes and AP classes, the credits from those classes, to be actually accepted by our state colleges and universities. And I would tell you that Batesville area is very fortunate because both the public high school as well as the Olmberg Academy have been participating in this program. And to be honest, not all the high schools have in our state until the last year and a half when Commissioner Lowry, who happens to live in Batesville, took over. There were only about 80 schools participating in that program, and he has worked to get it up to a couple hundred. But we are trying to get it through so that every high school, nearly 500 of them, will participate, because that will really help out our kids, their student loans, and their parents from cost. The pet bill, the puppy bill, as I referred to it, that will allow our puppies that are healthy and certified to be able to be sold in pet stores across the state. The reality is there were 21 communities that had prohibited the sale of puppies in pet stores, and this bill was signed by the governor earlier this week. So that is a good thing. Another really important one to many people in regard to education would be Senate Bill 1, which has to do with third graders being retained. And that particular bill, this past year, 20% of our third graders in the state could not pass the reading test given. And so what this is going to do is it's going to give the kids the opportunity to take that test in second grade and then again in third grade, but it will now have some teeth in it if, even with remediation, if they can't read by the last test in third grade, then they will be retained. And so there's some bit of controversy to that, but I look for the governor to sign that bill as it had pretty strong support overall in the legislature.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with State Senator Gene Lysing right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with State Senator Gene Lysing as we wrap up a look back at the 2024 Indiana General Assembly session. And Senator Lysing, what are some other key issues that were on your radar this time around?
Child care, another big issue for many people because of the cost of child care. There's going to be some review of the unnecessary regulations that are in place for child care. And also, it's going to reduce the age requirement for individuals that work in child care down to age 18. They wouldn't be able to be the head of the facility, but certainly they could become employees. One of the issues that came up in the last literally hours of the session was something that deals with teacher retirement and state employee retirement. It's known as the 13th check. Now, it's not really a 13th check. It's really more like a bonus check at the end of the year. And this was particularly important. It's been being done in several years in the past, but last year it was not done. Our most senior retirees really don't get very much retirement. And so they really were the ones that missed that opportunity of that extra check. And so based on what passed, that will occur this year. And also, as part of that bill, new state retirees that retire after July 1st of 25, they will now get a 1% annual cost of living adjustment, I believe, rather than the 13th check. So all kinds of things, Tom, that really passed in this in the last days, and very frankly, on Friday in the last hours. Do you have any in particular that you were wondering about that I kind of skipped over?
I think some other ones, Senator Lysing, include also bills that are that they are on the governor's desk. You mentioned the so-called 13th check bill. What about election security and also Indiana's sanctuary city ban?
Right. The election security, that was, again, one that passed this week. It was House Bill 1264, and it's going to give a county clerk more potential opportunities to identify registered voters who might not really be eligible in the county and help them update and confirm those registrations that are questionable. And this all has to do with, you know, we all are concerned making sure our election process is absolutely as accurate as possible. And so I think that this will be one step in the right direction. And then the other bill, strengthening Indiana's sanctuary city ban, Senate Bill 181 will authorize the Indiana Attorney General to file suit against any Indiana college, university, or local unit of government not enforcing current Indiana laws banning sanctuary cities. So, and that has to do with our federal problem, I would say. That would be that of the illegal immigration issue, which doesn't, unfortunately, seem to be under control. And I'm very much hoping that our federal government can get this, you know, under some bit of management so that some cities and towns are not burdened with too many individuals who are going to need assistance. I mean, the sad part is a lot of these people that are coming in have no way of supporting themselves at all, and they have no one here to help them. So it really actually puts quite a burden on the taxpayer, and not just on the taxpayer directly, but on our schools. I mean, I talked to somebody in northern Indiana that had so many different languages being spoken in their schools. And I think that, you know, here, again, sometimes when you look at the entire state, the state as a whole has different problems in our individual community. I mean, I have to commend our Batesville schools, for instance, on doing a great job, whether it's the higher education program that they have both participated in, but also our third graders here in from both St. Louis and the public elementary were recognized for having a 95% or better pass rate on that third grade reading test. So when I talk about some of these issues, we're fixing issues for across the state, not necessarily ones just for my immediate area or my seven counties that I represent.
All right. So again, put a bow on the legislative session for 2024. And of course, you and your fellow area lawmakers will be at the Greensburg Decatur County Chamber of Commerce legislative update. That's coming up on Saturday at Greensburg City Hall at 8:30. And also another one that will be held at Ivy Tech Batesville on March 26th. So look forward to seeing you at each of those events. And once again, we appreciate your time and effort this morning, State Senator Gene Lysing, and hopefully we can catch up down the road.
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to give an update to your local listeners and my constituents. And the one thing I would say that if any of your listeners have a problem with state government, even when we are not in session, the best way for me to get the message is for them to call 1-800-382-9467. That's 1-800-382-9467. And by doing so, then they would just ask for State Senator Gene Lysing's legislative assistant, and I will get that message if they could not solve the problem at the time they call.